Images of an Era, Making Ready for a Worldwide Church. 9th of April, 1951, David O. McKay became 9th President of the Church. 25th of November, 1952, Elder Ezra Taft Benson, an apostle, appointed U.S. Secretary of Agriculture by President Dwight D. Eisenhower. 12th of February, 1955, groundbreaking for Church College of Hawaii. 11th of September, 1955, Swiss Temple dedicated. 11th of March, 1956, Los Angeles Temple dedicated. 20th of April, 1958, New Zealand Temple dedicated. 7th of September, 1958, London Temple dedicated. October 1961, All Church Coordinating Council established to correlate curriculum and activities for children, youth, and adults. 17th of November, 1964, Oakland Temple dedicated. January 1965, Home Evening Manual placed in homes. 1st of January 1966, all church auxiliary organizations became curriculum year at same time. 1st of January 1968, regional representatives began service. 18th of January 1970, President David O. McKay died. 23rd of January 1970, Joseph Fielding Smith became 10th President of the Church. January 1971, New English Church magazines began publication, Ensign, New Era, and Friend. 27th to the 29th of August, 1971, First Area Conference held, Manchester, England. 18th of January, 1972, Ogden Temple dedicated. 9th of February, 1972, Provo Temple dedicated. 2nd of July, 1972, President Joseph Fielding Smith died. 7th of July, 1972, Harold B. Lee became 11th President of the Church. April, 1973, Welfare Services Department formed. 26th of December, 1973, President Harold B. Lee died. 30th of December, 1973, Spencer W. Kimball became 12th President of the Church. August 1974, First Branch for Single Adults organized. 19th of November, 1974, Washington, D.C. Temple dedicated. 24th of July, 1975, the 28-story church office building dedicated, Salt Lake City. 3rd of October, 1975, First Quorum of 70 organized. 3rd of April, 1976, two revelations added to Pearl of Great Price that later became Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 137 and Sections 138. 1st of October, 1976, Assistance to the 12 called to the First Quorum of the 70. 8th of June, 1978, First Presidency announced revelation granting the priesthood to all worthy male members, sustained by the Church on the 30th of September, became Doctrine and Covenants, Official Declaration No. 2. 16th of September, 1978, First Annual Woman's Meeting held. 30th of September, 1978, except for the First Presidency and Quorum of the 12 Apostles, emeritus status was announced by the general authorities of the Church. 30th of October, 1978, São Paulo Temple dedicated. August 1979, New Latter-day Saint edition of English King James Bible published with topical guide, Bible dictionary, and other study aids. 2nd of March, 1980, three-hour Sunday meeting schedule began in United States and Canada. 27th of October, 1980, Tokyo Temple dedicated. 17th of November, 1980, Seattle Washington Temple dedicated. 1981, satellite receiving dishes installed at stake centers for receiving church broadcasts. 26th of September, 1981, new English editions of Book of Mormon, Doctrine and Covenants, and Pearl of Great Price published with improved indexing, cross-referencing, and other study aids. 16th of November, 1981, Jordan River Temple dedicated. 1st of June, 1983, Atlanta, Georgia Temple dedicated. 5th of August, 1983, Apia, Samoa Temple dedicated. 9th of August, 1983, Nuku'alofa, Tonga Temple dedicated. 15th of September, 1983, Santiago, Chile Temple dedicated. 27th of October, 1983, Papiete, Tahiti Temple dedicated. 2nd of December, 1983, Mexico City Temple dedicated. April, 1984, Personal Ancestral File for Home Computers made available for family history work. 4th of April, 1984, Museum of Church History and Art dedicated. 25th of May, 1984, Boise, Idaho Temple dedicated. June 1984, area presidencies established with members called from the First Quorum of the 70. 20th of September 1984, Sydney, Australia Temple dedicated. 25th of September 1984, Manila, Philippines Temple dedicated. 19th of October 1984, Dallas, Texas Temple dedicated. 17th of November 1984, Taipei, Taiwan Temple dedicated. 14th of December 1984, Guatemala City Temple dedicated. 29th of June 1985, Freiburg, Germany Temple dedicated. 3rd of July 1985, Stockholm, Sweden Temple dedicated. 2nd of August 1985, Revised LDS Hymn Book published. 9th of August 1985, Chicago, Illinois Temple dedicated. 24th of August, 1985, Johannesburg, South Africa Temple dedicated. 23rd of October, 1985, the Family History Library dedicated. 5th of November, 1985, President Spencer W. Kimball died. 10th of November, 1985, Ezra Taft Benson became 13th President of the Church. 14th of December, 1985, Seoul, Korea Temple dedicated. 10th of January, 1986, Lima, Peru Temple dedicated. 17th of January, 1986, Buenos Aires, Argentina Temple dedicated. 4th of October, 1986, 70s Quorums in Stakes discontinued. 24th of October, 1986, Denver, Colorado Temple dedicated. 15th of February, 1987, Tabernacle Choir performed 3,000th radio broadcast. 28th of August, 1987, Frankfurt, Germany Temple dedicated. 1st of April, 1989, Second Quorum of 70 organized. 16th of May, 1989, BYU Jerusalem Center dedicated. 19th of August, 1989, Portland, Oregon Temple dedicated. 16th of December, 1989, Las Vegas, Nevada Temple dedicated. 2nd of April, 1990, Family Search Software released for use in Family History Centers. 25th of August, 1990, Toronto, Ontario Temple dedicated. 25th of April, 1993, San Diego, California Temple dedicated. 30th of May, 1994, President Ezra Taft Benson died. 5th of June, 1994, Howard W. Hunter became 14th President of the Church. 9th of October, 1994, Orlando, Florida Temple dedicated. 8th of January, 1995, Bountiful, Utah Temple dedicated. 3rd of March, 1995, President Howard W. Hunter died. End of the article, Images of an Era, Making Ready for a Worldwide Church.